Leadership is not for sale. Welcome to a new episode of the Build and Battle Leadership Podcast. This is Freddy Guevara. You can attend events, conferences, workshops to acquire knowledge in leadership skills. However, it is the practice of these skills, as well as your mindset and your actions, that define you as a leader. This means that your knowledge must be reflected in your actions. Here in this episode, I explain three actions to succeed through leadership. Number one, look for the optimal. There are managers and leaders who choose the normal, the average. This perspective leads you to mediocrity. Forget about normal or what is acceptable. Looking for an average performance limits your potential as a leader and limits the potential of your teams. Looking for the optimum, of course, requires courage and actions to remove mediocrity from the path of followers. Remember this, optimum leads to excellence and expands your potential and that of your followers. Number two, let others help you. Even if we have knowledge, skills, and tools, we will not have success if we are alone. Seek support and help from the people around you. Look for others' ideas to achieve a higher performance. Make people support you. While more people support you, while more ideas you have, more successful you will be as a leader. In order for you to make that happen, in order to get that help from your followers, you need to invest your time and your efforts in building that trust. For example, leaders invest praise in their teams. Leaders never take glory, never take credit for any winning. Leaders invest those praises in their teams. Leaders assume 100% responsibility when things go wrong. And leaders coordinate the knowledge of others. In that way, these actions will make your team support you and collaborate without restrictions, without limitations. If you as a leader, you invest in your praise in your teams, you assume 100% responsibility if things go wrong, and you coordinate efficiently the knowledge of others, you will have the support you need to be successful as a leader. And number three, accept risk. Every decision in business, even in life, every action and every innovation has its own risk. Accept it. I know that we have been conditioned not to take risk, which have taught us to pursue safety and stability. Remember this. He who does not risk does not win. For example, if an entrepreneur doesn't take risk, doesn't build a business. If an artist doesn't take risk, doesn't create a masterpiece. Likewise, if a leader does not take risk, there are no changes or innovations in any organization. Leaders have their priorities clear, and for them to take risk, come to the fore. Start implementing these three actions and achieve success through leadership. Let's summarize the three actions that you need to be successful as a leader. Number one, look for the optimum. Number two, let others help you. And number three, accept risk. Remember, continue going to events and workshops. Gain more knowledge. Gain more skills. Gain more tools. But remember, your mindset and your actions will define you as a real leader. Start implementing those actions and improve your leadership skills. You will be a great leader, and you will have great teams that support you to achieve higher performance and the objectives of the organization. I hope you like this episode. If you like, comment and share. And remember, you can follow me in my social media accounts at Freddy G Zone, Freddy G Zone, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and LinkedIn, Freddy Guevara. In the meantime, I wish you the success you deserve. Build and battle. Until the next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.